Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 71. Thursday, partly sunny and windy, high 83.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. We have a great show for you today. I'm excited. I am so excited. We have giveaways today. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Giveaways?
Yes, we do.
Man, this could add up, couldn't it?
It could, because I had to cancel today because we had technical difficulties. Mm. We're going to have to reschedule the meet and greet, which is no big deal.
All right.
We can reschedule it.
Well, that'll be a good thing.
Yes. I had to send some notices out of the cancellation, but no big deal. So I have some giveaways. And our number here is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And we've got gift cards and I don't know, what do you call those cups? They're like
koozies.
Not koozies. No, not giving out koozies.
A sippy cup.
All right.
A sippy cup.
Fake Yetis.
We're giving fake Yetis out. These are actually made by
China.
No. It's RITIC coolers.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, and they're not Yeti cups.
And they're not from China, right?
Oh, I don't know.
They're lead free.
Are you kidding me? I can't read the small print. I can barely see. This says it's from made in China.
Yeah.
Well,
as I was saying,
it says it's from Texas, and then right next to it says made in China.
Yeah,
there you go.
Texas, China.
Texas, China. Yes. So we're going to have a few giveaways. One thing that we have, which is kind of cool, we have these booklets, Home Buyer's Guide to Success. That's Home Buyer's Guide to Success and Home Seller's Guide to Success. They're both awesome. And if you would like your free copy, I can either mail it to you or just send you an email copy versus a hard copy. And you can call in at 904-831-0600. That is 904-831-0600 for your free Home Seller's Guide to Success and your Home Buyer's Guide to Success. These are great. Gives you just a few pointers. And
Now can listeners, if they're in the car and they don't feel right about calling necessarily in traffic, now would they be able to email you and get that back to them? Is that a possibility?
They can. At homes at anitahiles.com. And yes, that's homes as in a house, H-O-M-E-S at anitahiles.com. And we would love to get you these guides. We'll go over some of them, see if there's some good information. This is written by Realty Executives.
There's always great info. It's common sense, logical kind of stuff about getting your home ready, particularly for the home sellers. It's all about getting your home ready and what you need to do and the steps we need to take. And we, as agents, take it for granted. We just know what, and when we walk in, we know what to do. However, for those of you that are homeowners, if you're thinking about selling, there are some common sense, logical things you need to do. Start at the very front of your house, literally standing by the street, and see what needs to be done. Fix it up. One of the first things people look at is how your house looks from the street. That's why they walk through the front door. It's landscaping.
Most homes are bought at the curb.
They are bought at the curb. And then when you walk in, I love the fact that even Betty even says the same thing, is that it's got to smell good.
It's got to smell good.
When you walk in, if it's something's not smell right, people are going to instantly they've already got a bad taste in their mouth for what your house could possibly be. So it's logical things like that and doing your research, understanding the neighborhood.
Not only that, but, you know, you should have your realtor or, a good friend that's going to tell you the way it is on how your house looks. Because if we analyze our own house or critique our own home, it's just not going to get done properly. So
it won't.
You need somebody to come in and tell you, put this away, put that away. And always getting it professional cleaned. We always think our house is clean until you have a professional cleaner come in to get it ready for real estate. It's amazing what they do.
I know, like Betty was saying, and I've seen her, I've heard her say it.
Has Betty said anything?
Well, not yet, but she's about to. But she's talked about it often, how she goes in and does pre-inspections. If she's looking at a listing or she's being called out, one of the first things Betty does is she does what's called considered a pre-inspection.
Yes,
she's
going
to write down and do all that information for that homeowner. Here's what you need to do to get your home ready to sell.
Yes.
And here's how we have to make that happen. And Betty is amazing at that.
She is. She is.
Here I am. Hi, everyone.
Yes. I'm speaking for you in the third person.
But no, it is so critical before you put it on the market is to make sure everything is right. It's working correctly. Your bulbs are not burnt out. Replace your bulbs. I mean, simple as that. Simple things. And these guides will help you get to that point to where you say, okay, Betty, I'm ready to put my house on the market. So,
because we have one chance. We really do. The minute it hits the multiple listing, it goes out to all those public networks out there of Zillow and Home.com and et cetera.
Trulia and all that.
Et cetera, et cetera. And so people aren't going to go back to check your house out. If they pass it because the photos aren't up, or if they pass it because there's only two photos, they're not going to go back. So you want them to stop at your photo on Zillow or and all those sites and go through the 25 pictures that David Youngblood takes for us.
Yes. These 25 plus photos. And again,
yes.
that's another key thing when you're getting home ready to sell is that make sure that your house is photo worthy. So that when we come in to do what we got to do, it's something for us that we can make those photos look fantastic. The job of those images are to get people to walk in your house and go, I recognize this from the photos. This is what I liked about it. And they've already made a connection when they walk through that house. A very, very important thing.
Yes. And so today's show, we are going to have fun today. We've got some giveaways to give. And you just got to call into the studio. We will tell you when to call in. And then one giveaway is coming up soon. I'll say that. But we're going to talk a little bit about our personal backgrounds. We're going to share. It's going to be share time today on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Because a lot of times you see the professional side of us, and I'm very business-oriented, so a lot of people just see that side of me. And so it's nice to share about who we are on a personal end and where we come from and what makes us tick and what makes us do what we do. And so each one of us has a unique story. And I picked my top people in the office and Lee Harold. Lee Harold isn't here, but Lee is my top guy as well. And he works the Fernandina, Amelia Island area. So he works over at the island and it's a little far for him to come. But we're going to tell you a little bit about us. And meanwhile, we're going to give some giveaways and tell you how to prep your house. And it's going to be fun. And David had a closing today.
Yeah. I wish I could have got paid, but it'll close tomorrow, actually.
Oh, got moved?
Yeah.
Welcome to our world.
Yes. They teased me.
They teased you. I hate that.
Yes.
It's okay. I had to ask for two extensions today.
Nice.
It's like... I know.
That's a Novocaine shot you don't want.
Yes, it's just making friends everywhere today.
Yeah.
It was just one of those days.
Betty has closings daily, but that's all right.
Yeah, hourly, actually. Yeah.
I got four coming up this week, so.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever.
Now, has Betty always been competitive?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, since birth.
Yeah.
Good at what you do.
Yes.
She is the best at what she does.
So, we're
going to
give our first cup out. It's like a Yeti cup. Give us a call. At 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600, and we'll send it to you. It's awesome.
That's right. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate. Got some freebies coming up, so give us a call right here, 831-0600. and you could be a winner. Anita and friends back in just a couple.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time home buyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have a great show. We're going to talk about, we just gave a giveaway. And as soon as AJ gets back to his seat, we will find out who it was that won this lookalike Getty Cup. This is awesome. It is from Loan Depot is who is giving this away. And that's Jim Schmidt with Home Depot. And he is awesome. He works out of our office, of course. And he's got a bunch of little goodies in here. And AJ, are you back?
I'm back here. David wanted to change around his headphones.
I know. We had a little, we've been having all kinds of difficulties. But that's fine.
Challenges.
Challenges.
Yeah.
That's, but that's easy breezy. We're so easy. We really are.
Oh, he wants me again. I'm multifaceted today. Hang on, I'll be right back with you.
Okay, that's fantastic. So we appreciate this giveaway from Loan Depot. And Betty.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your background, because you have a fascinating background. You were in aviation, I guess?
Yeah.
I mean, how
the,
do you...
the other side of aviation. So I actually hired on with the FAA, which is the Federal Aviation Administration, back in 1993, long time ago. And I was an air traffic controller.
Wow. Yes. That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
It is.
It was, yes.
But things just changed, so, I guess, in that era.
It's a very stressful job.
Yeah, well, you know, things changed after 9/11. I was there that day, and they were really, it was really never the same after that day, just with the volume of traffic that we handled through the Jacksonville Air Center daily. It was a job, a career that I would do over again. It was absolutely fascinating. Every day was different. For some, it was stressful. For me, I was very confident in what I did, so I embraced every day going to work. I enjoyed it. Every day was different. If you have weather out there, you know, whatever it may be, you have all your climate changes. You have all sure. just all the Mother Nature things that you can't control. And so you have to, you know, kind of pretty much guide these aircraft where to fly and how to and where to go. And you might take them sometimes 50 miles off course to get them back on course just to go around a thunderstorm. So it was different. It was.
And you may have spoke with David Youngblood because David.
I've flown through Jack Center many times.
Yes. Yeah. He's a pilot. So kind of interesting how you guys kind of run in that same direction.
Now, did Betty ever get recognize some of the pilots after doing that for so many years?
Well, yeah, you know, you kind of realize
who is who and
during the day, the same, you know, you got the same flight plan or the same flight plans, the same airlines. So you realize it was the same pilots and they have their mm-hmm. schedule. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to be gone for a couple of days. They come back and you say, oh, yeah, hey, American Flight 19, you know, coming from Washington down to Jacksonville, Florida. So, yeah, you finally kind of got the routine of when they flew and where they went and what their flight plan was.
Who the nice ones were.
Hopefully more than.
You know, but yeah, again, it was an incredible career. I did enjoy it. And that's kind of a career that you need, sitting there talking to airlines. And you know, it's kind of like a video game, if you will. You're just looking at blips on a screen. It was all radar. I was in a building, in a dark building, in a room, talking to these aircraft and just keeping them separated, you know, minimal separation. And but it got testy at times. At one point I was working 40 aircraft going crossing and north and east and southwestbound and crossing traffic. So you really had to be on top of your game. So you could not let down during that time because you would actually, as they call it, lose the picture. And once you lose that picture, there's no getting it back. You have to have 6-7 clearances ahead of time, knowing exactly what moves you're making to get these aircraft through
yeah,
these flights, through this airspace. So it was amazing, and I loved it.
While you were working there, you were shuffling around a couple kids, too.
Yeah, that's where I met my husband, and so he was also an air traffic controller, so you can imagine our household. We were pretty very high-strung. But yeah, I ended up
you could give instructions very well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Honey, you need to descend and maintain.
You got it right, David. You're a pilot. But yeah, I did. I ended up with two children. They're now grown adults. My son is 23 and my daughter is 20, and raised two great kids, and I wouldn't have done anything different. So they're on their own. They're making their way, and I'm an empty nester, so now I've got two puppies at home. But
isn't that amazing when our kids leave, we accumulate dogs.
Yeah.
Yes. That's when I got Jake myself, so I get it. I tell you, having that job before, Betty, I think that's really helped you prepare for real estate, because a lot of people think our job is no big deal. You know, that you just stick a sign out and, you know, how hard can it be? But they don't realize how much goes on in the background, how much negotiating, how much goes back and forth between us and the other realtor. And sometimes it's good and sometimes it's angry and sometimes, you know, it's all up and down. It's like a roller coaster until we get to the closing table. And then dealing with lenders, that can always be a nightmare.
Yeah.
And I would say that probably 9 out of 10 times it's a nightmare.
Yeah, you know, and talking with pilots, and they're at times pilots could be rude, and you don't know what's happening in that cockpit, so you don't know what their day is like. So, you know, me as a controller, I always had to maintain my composure, and I could never be rude because I would be reprimanded, of course. So, however, it did going into real estate, you know, it gave me, for one, my feelings don't get hurt because these pilots could be really rude.
They do too.
So, so I know how to talk with a customer, and yes. If I'm going knocking on door to get a listing and they slam the door in my face, I'm not offended. I just walk away. It's okay.
Yeah.
So I have learned how to talk with people. You have to be a people person. I think I'm a very good people person. I listen well.
And you're a good problem solver is what I find when you're pacing up and down the hallway at the office on the phone. I mean, you're putting out fires and you get it done.
Yeah, I do my best. Some are more difficult than others, but I just try to make both sides happy. And that's what it comes down to as a transaction broker. Is you have to bring both sides together, and I do my best at that.
One of the most important skill sets, whether it's real estate or whether it's an air traffic controller, in an air traffic controller, it's called task management. Betty's an expert at it. She can juggle 17 things at one time.
Yes, she can.
And never lose the picture in real estate. She knows where all these things are at. She knows what's going on. She doesn't lose focus. And laser focus, I think, would be a great word for her. And that she can still maintain that big picture and know what's going on. So that's an incredible skill set from what she had, and it translates instantaneously to real estate.
Thank you, David.
And AJ, who was our winner?
Yes, ma'am.
From our wannabe Yeti Cup from Lone Depot.
All right. And the winner is Aaron Jolly of Jacksonville. He was the first to call in, and he is the winner.
That's awesome. And he actually...
he knows one of your compatriots.
That's awesome. It was Lee Harold. He heard me mention Lee. Lee is awesome.
Mm-hmm. So
oh my God.
He told me that he grew up with him, just as coincidence, and he's, you know, listening to the
show.
That's
awesome. Well, thank you, Aaron, for listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate, and we love Lee as well.
All right.
He's awesome.
Congratulations.
He's a good dude. Yay! And, Betty, what made you get into real estate? I mean, you went from directing people.
Well, after I
or pilots
retired from air traffic control, I was actually homeschooling my kids while I was still working, and so I homeschooled my kids. So then I retired, and I was still homeschooling them, and I said, "Well, I've got to get out and do something." And at the time, they were now older, so they could do their own thing. So I decided to get into it, prompted really by my husband. He felt it was probably a good thing for me to do because of my personality.
That was really nice, Alon.
It was.
I cannot imagine you sitting still. That
either
I can't see that picture at all. There's no way that you not.
No, I had
be
to. You
going
know,
90 miles an hour.
Especially when the kids got older, I didn't have to be as
he
organized.
He just wanted her out
them.
Of the house.
So I got into it, and I'm going on my sixth year. It'll be 6 years in March, and I love it. I have really embraced it. And it's not easy getting into it when you first start. There's a lot you have to do to gain those clients and show them that you're competent in taking care of whether it's a buying or selling their property. So it's been a fun ride, really.
That's awesome. I know personally that some of the things that you like to do away from, you know, the family and whatnot, you like CrossFit.
I do. I go to a CrossFit gym there on 3rd Street. I forgot the name of it. Oh my god. North Beach CrossFit.
There you go.
On 3rd Street. And it's a great place. It's like family, a second family for me. They're just so genuine, and they work the needs of each participant. If you can't do something, I got a bad back. But great place to go and release some stress. Absolutely.
That's awesome. And what else can we tell about Betty?
Not too much. Keep some secrets, please.
Well, it sounds like she's fit physically and
mentally.
I know
that she loves she loves Jags, and she loves sports all the way around. So that's one thing that Betty loves to do.
Oh, great.
That we usually do Sundays. We have another giveaway. So all you want to give us a call. We have a 32-ounce cup with goodies inside of it from Future Home Loans. It is awesome. It's kind of a goody thing. So give us a call, 904-831-0600. And if you're the first caller, we will mail that out to you. You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
It's all right here, Talk Radio, WBOB. Anita and her special guests back in just a bit.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says UN experts have already left for Saudi Arabia to investigate attacks on key Saudi oil installations. Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said it would invite UN and international experts to view the situation on the ground and to participate in the investigations. Israel's prime minister says he will seek to lead a ruling coalition with his religious and nationalist allies, despite falling short of a parliamentary majority in Tuesday's elections. Benjamin Netanyahu said Wednesday at a party meeting in Jerusalem that he opposes any government that leans on the anti-Zionist Arab parties and said he would make every effort to prevent a dangerous government like this. Mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 36 points. The Nasdaq dropped 8, the S&P up by 1. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. A lack of Facebook activity appears to have been a clue to something wasn't right with a Marion County woman. Casey Jones and her four children were found dead this week in Georgia, and Jones's husband is charged with murder. Casey's sister Sarah Gilbert says she's been texting with Casey, but now believes Casey's husband was sending messages from his wife's phone. Gilbert tells News 6 that she first started to suspect something was wrong last week when Casey didn't post a happy birthday message to one of her kids on Facebook. One person is dead after a fiery crash involving three tractor trailers and an SUV in Columbia County. Driver Gene Singa was killed when his tractor trailer was hit by another yesterday on I-75 in Lake City. Singa's tractor trailer then caught fire, as did another that crashed on an embankment near 441. That driver suffered serious injuries, as well as the SUV driver. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing some delays because of an accident on the West Beltway, 295 northbound at the exit at Blanding Boulevard. Also a crash in St. Johns County, I-95 heading south before US 1. And congestion I-95 northbound approaching the Fuller Warren Bridge. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 71. Thursday, partly sunny and windy, high 83.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
It was the strongest storm ever to make landfall on the Bahamas. Hurricane Dorian claimed lives, destroyed homes, and wiped out infrastructure. But there is hope in the midst of this tragedy. Chaplains from the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team are there. Would you pray for those affected by Dorian and for the chaplains who are ministering to them? Learn more about the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team at billygrahamrrt.org. That's billygrahamrrt.org.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have a giveaway. We still have it. And we already gave one away, but we have a 32-ounce cup with a straw. It's actually, what would you call this?
It's an insulated cup.
It's an insulated cup. It's very nice. It's got some goodies in it.
It's got goodies in the cup.
It's
not
got
just the cup.
It's sunglasses, koozies, keychains, all kinds of stuff inside of it. And this is from Future Home Loans from Ryan Profit. That is two T's and two F's and two T's.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love to give that away. You just need to call in, and we'll send it to you, 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And today we're talking a little bit about who we are. You know, a lot of times, you know, you see us out and about, or you see your realtor out there, and you just see the business side of them. And so we want to talk a little bit about who we are on a personal level. And David, I know you have an interesting background from
yes.
From radio.
Yeah, I do.
And from singing.
Yeah.
The singing part I didn't realize, and I've known David how many years now?
He can put on plus? Let me tell you, he can sing. Of course, he doesn't tell very many people that. And of course, I just blabbed it out everywhere.
Yes, thank you.
What, is he a karaoke man?
No.
He's much bigger than that. Yeah. But you definitely have an interesting background, and so tell us a little bit about yourself.
I will blast through it as quickly as I can. I was born here in Jacksonville at Baptist Hospital, and then 18, went to Sandalwood High School, graduated from there, barely, because my father was went and talked to the teacher, maybe get out, but on I was a horrible student, and then I was just bored to tears. All I wanted to do was surf, so 18 years old, left for the Air Force. Spent 11 years between the United States Air Force active at Malmstrom Air Force Base and a lot of other places around the world. And transferred to the 125th Fighter Interceptor Group up at the airport, spent 5 years out there, and then went on to the real world. Got into a sportswear business, had a great time with that, lived in Europe for a bit while I was working that business, and then got into the, all the while, I'd already gone and gotten my real estate license. I've had it for almost 25 years. And just used it on and off, and then got into the mortgage business because I wanted to learn all about that. So I understood how mortgages worked, and then slowly came back around. But it took a departure because of my flying background and my aviation background. I ended up working for large corporations to do aerial mapping and surveying because I loved to fly myself, and I would go up and take pictures, and I found a company that wanted to hire me to go sell services for what's called photogrammetrics, which are the stuff you see on aerial on Google Earth. If you look at that, all that is a GPS reference to aerial imagery. Love that kind of work. But when the financial crisis hit, all that money went away, and you have to reinvent yourself. And
well, I remember when it really wasn't popular to have aerial photos, that you would fly up there and hang halfway out of the airplane.
I would fly and take the pictures, yes.
Yes.
Yes. And
they turned out really nice.
Yeah, they turned out great, thankfully for digital cameras. But I got into the photography business doing real estate when I was with a Coldwell Banker agency, and was doing all the virtual tours for when the NFL came to town for the Super Bowl. So I just jumped right into the firing pit of a dear friend of mine that had the company, and we just probably did close to 3,000 virtual tours coming up. So I learned photography. I learned how to do it. There was no school. I just figured it out. And ever since then, I just always combined photography and real estate and just keeping the wheels on the tractor going. I've got a 15-year-old son. His name is Jace, J-A-C-E. If he ever goes to France, he can be Jace.
I love that.
But because his name is so short, we had to give him a nickname, which, of course, is longer. So he is the Jace Meister.
Exactly.
You're the Jace Meister.
He is.
Everybody is Jace. Fantastic boy. I'm just could not be happier about
it. He is.
Just watching him grow up. That's it. I just, a native boy, lived all over the world, done a lot of fun things. I spent some time in, I have a bachelor's degree in music business. So I was in Nashville for a bit doing that kind of stuff. And so I learned how to carry a tune in a bucket.
You're kind of a Renaissance man in a way.
And then AJ and I worked for a bit.
You were in radio for quite a few years.
Let me do it. You ready? I can't do the call sign here, but WBOB.
Now, that's all right. We can mention the fact that we both worked
at another radio station,
along with a big personality that we had here for a while, Boomer. We worked with Boomer.
Boomer and Greg.
On WQIK, which was Jacksonville's
hit kicker.
The hit kicker.
With Lee Rogers, who has sadly passed away now. But so I spent a great time.
It was a great time.
Great really education in radio. Learned how that particular business worked, and just had a lot of fun. And radio is a great business. It's a tough business in that you are gauged every 30 days by Arbitron, and either you stay or go by that. But however, radio as a business is always going to be here to stay, and I've always enjoyed talk radio, and that's why I love doing these kind of shows. So At AJ was an old dear friend of mine at WQIK, the Head Kicker.
Well, yeah, and actually in the early 90s when Garth Brooks and Alan Jackson, a lot of the new wave came in, QIK was probably the number one station. What for?
Wasn't probably like
19 straight books or something.
Yeah, we were the Mac Daddy, and we were doing very well back then.
Yeah, and it actually started in the early 80s was their first number one book, and they never looked back really.
Congratulations
to them.
They've done well. But now we're sitting at WBOB.
That's right.
That's right. Which is actually one of the biggest radio signals in Jacksonville.
Yes.
In the daytime, we go quite a ways up and down the coast here.
100,000 watts. Or 500,000?
50,000.
50,000 watts.
100,000 on FM.
100,000 watt blowtorch.
Those
are the legal limits.
All right, there we go. Now, I notice inside this giveaway that there are a couple of Starbucks cards inside of it.
What?
Ooh, yes.
More of a motivation factor.
This insulated cup from Future Home Loans.
So the cup comes with
free
coffee.
That's right. Or iced coffee, whichever.
Whichever.
But I see some gift cards from Starbucks in there. There's sunglasses. There's all kinds of little goodies. So give us a call. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. And David, you also have a football connection, I believe, and a...
If I go down to Florida Field and I'm sitting in the south end and I look up, I see three names. See, what was the old coach? His name was, I can't remember his name anymore.
In the football field?
Yeah.
Spurrier.
Spurrier. And then there was another name over there, then Youngblood. So that's all I know. I see it.
There you go.
That's all that matters. My name is on Florida Field. It may not belong to me, but my name is there.
There you go.
Yeah, so.
And how about in the political arena?
I have a mother who's very well connected here in town, and bless her heart, she's 80-something years old. And she's
still out and about, and I know she likes me.
She is a unique animal, and she is out there doing her thing, and she believes strongly in what she believes in, and she's willing to do what it takes to get the message out for what she believes in. So,
yes, I absolutely adore her.
She is a force to be reckoned with, and just ask her if she knows anybody, she'll tell you.
She will.
even if she doesn't, she'll tell you that she does. And I just smile and nod.
Yes, of course you do.
And cut her grass whenever it needs to be cut.
So that's a big advantage for David, of course. People listening want to know why we're mentioning people. But you're well connected here. You know the layout of Jacksonville. Probably as good as anybody in the business.
I know Jacksonville backwards and forwards. I can tell you times when St. John's Bluff was a dirt road. My mother got stuck in it in her 1964 Comet station wagon. So I've seen Jacksonville grow up, and I know what it was like. And having lived all over the world and gone with the military and then traveled on business and then come back and watch it continue to grow, it's a fantastic city. I tell everybody all the time, I can be in the beach one moment and then spend 30 minutes and be standing in the country. What a great city to be living in.
It really is. I love it here.
It's a very unique city. And, it was bound to happen that Jacksonville would grow eventually because people flocked to South Florida and to the Tampa Bay area, Orlando, because of Disney World and all the attractions. But you know what? There's more breathing room in Jacksonville than anywhere in this state and still with a metropolitan feel.
And nobody ever says, I'm going to retire and move north. That never happens. Said no one ever.
That's a very true statement.
Yeah, I'm going to retire and move north. No.
No.
That never happens.
Just North Florida is all right.
We might visit north, but that's about it. Yeah. But everybody wants to move to Florida.
So, if you're looking for someone who knows Jacksonville backwards and forwards, inside and out, I'm happy to chat with you, and I've been in the real estate business for about 25 years.
That is awesome. So we have our giveaway here. We'd love to give it to somebody. I will mail it to you. 904-831-0600. And we also have, if you are interested at all in a home seller's guide or a home buyer's guide to success, we can either email that to you or I can mail you a hard copy. Just call in to the show and we will get that done for you. 904-831-0600. And I'm excited. I get to chat next, tell you a little bit about myself.
We get to pepper you with questions.
And you are listening to Anita Hiles on Rapid Fire Real Estate on WBOB.
Keep that call coming in. We'll answer that shortly right here. Talk Radio WBOB. More in just a moment.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time home buyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at RapidFireRealEstate.com. And please, please go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and like it and follow it. I appreciate each and every one of you. I've got about 10,360 followers. And
not that you're counting.
Not that I'm counting, and I'm a little bit competitive. And
no,
is my phone. I'm being rude. Sorry about that. I hate that. Forgot to put it on mute. But yes, so please go to my Facebook page and love to have you on there. And of course, things that we talk about on the show, I always post the following day. And we've learned a little bit about Betty Layton,
Learned
our
about
top
David.
Producer, and a little bit about...
Good old Dave Youngblood, whatever his name is.
The legend, the myth.
Yeah, now you're going to tell us all
the
about...
The man, the myth, the legend. Well, let's talk about this. Anita, tell us again, because...
Oh, before we get to Anita...
We have another winner?
We have another wiener right here. A winner, that's right, exactly. We got Mary Ann Perry of Jacksonville. Then she was such a sweet lady. And then I got all her information. She goes, I really won? And I
said, yeah. That's awesome. So, we appreciate that she's listening, and we will get this in the mail.
Well done, Mary Ann.
And yes.
Very nice.
Thank you so much.
Well, Anita, let's talk a little bit about Anita here. Anita, I know that, again, I know you from just from way, way, way back, but give us your background. I know that you're not a Florida native. You're from... California.
That's right.
I'll be back.
What's up? In California, what's up?
What's up? And we say dude, and it's true. It is true. I say dude all the time. My next dog, I'm naming it dude because I say it so much. And people, you know, if I'm on the phone with my son and I call him dude, everybody goes, were you on the phone with your son? And you just called him dude? That's right. Everybody's dude. And so
it's a universal term.
It is a universal term.
Well, tell us about your background. Tell us where you were in Southern California, where you grew up, what you did, what your career was, and how you came to beautiful downtown sunny Jacksonville.
And I was actually born in the beautiful state of Texas. And out in the Corpus Christi area. And
by the water.
Yes.
You and Farrah Fawcett.
Of course, they say all the beautiful women are born in Texas. Just saying.
And you got to say it right.
That
long Texas.
Texas. And the cool thing is my parents packed up and left right after I was born. So we did go back many times. I didn't like it there. And it was, as a kid growing up, it was just too hot. And I remember my parents taking me to the doctor when we were in Texas. And the doctor says, she's just homesick. You just need to cross the border into California and she'll be just fine. And that's really what happened.
Because it's not hot in California at all.
Low humidity, folks.
We don't have humidity in California. Oh. Yeah.
It's a dry heat.
It's definitely dry.
It's actually a Mediterranean climate.
Yes.
That's
yes.
why they have all
totally different from Texas.
Yeah. All the vino there.
Yes. And so basically, I did grow up in Southern California, Orange County, the big OC. Yes. That's where the housewives are from. I believe I was on that. But
they seem like such delightful ladies.
I know.
No.
Ever.
Ever.
And those are no reflection of the true housewives of California, or at least Southern California. But, yeah, grew up there and knew I wanted to be a cop from early on in my childhood. That's right.
We need to play the theme from SWAT.
Yeah, we'll have to get that one.
Yeah.
And so my sister and I, the girls in the family became cops and did 25 years working all sorts of different areas in the police department, from detective bureau back to patrol. I wanted to end my career in patrol, so I went back to where it all started. And
you were in the office for a while?
I was in the office for a little while, for 5 years. I did my tour of detectives. Which, to be honest with you, those are for patient people. I want the fix now. I want to kick down the door now.
Yes.
I want to catch the bad guy now.
Oh, I think I saw you on Cops, didn't I?
You probably did. But it was a great career, just like Betty had a fantastic career, did my 25 years, and then came out here. I have a beautiful son, James, who's currently serving our wonderful nation.
Thank you for his service, and
yes,
thank you for your service, and for Betty's service, and of course for your service as well, David.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So
you all have, in a sense, you all have government-type backgrounds.
We do. Mm-hmm. We absolutely do. And it was good to me. And so when, just like Betty, when the house went vacant, I got Jake.
Yes.
Everybody knows Jake. He's my Weimaraner. He's an awesome dog. You can always see pictures of him. I do post them on Rapid Fire Real Estate on Facebook, and also on my personal page on Facebook. And that's really it.
That's it? Now you're here in Jacksonville, enjoying.
Well, and your legacy coming into real estate here in Jacksonville, where you started with.
I did start out in Southern California after I retired.
Correct.
I took a year off to what I call detox from police work. and got into real estate out in Southern California, and did that for a while, and then brought it out here to Jacksonville.
I can just see you selling homes in Southern California, and you still have the cop mentality, and you walk in. Do you want to buy the house or not?
Like now?
No.
What about now?
Yeah. If you're not, assume the position.
You have two options, buy the house or go downtown.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can see that happening so easily. And I've seen pictures of you. You were kind enough to show them to me when you were a police officer. And if I got pulled over by you, I don't want to just, you know, flirt with you or be scared as hell.
But what's funny is sometimes when I door knock, you know, I still have that cop knock, that pounding. And people would come to the door, oh, God, I thought it was the police. Now it's just your local realtor.
I just love it when you do it and you door knock and you still yell police. It really is. It gets their attention.
Sometimes I forget to say really the executives. Yeah.
People are running out the back.
Yeah.
So do you have any hot type listings today?
I do. Hot. Now listen, everybody needs to listen. We need listings and we need more buyers because we have some inventory we would love to sell. This one at 3145, I've talked about it. Brett Unger, it's at Tamiya. If you're looking at Tamiya for new construction or for one of their spec homes, you need to call me. I know that place in and out. You need to give me a call. I've got a beautiful listing in there for $474,900. And the special for the next 30 days, that's right, we have a special on this house. They're going to contribute $10,000 towards closing costs and prepaids. That's right, $10,000 towards closing costs and prepaids.
Wow.
It's $474,000. It is in Tamiya, which is located at Beach and Kernan. It is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, over 2,200 square feet, built in 2014. It's an amazing house. It is on the pond. It's got a beautiful view out back. It's got a nice size backyard, and it's got a sunroom that's air conditioned and heated as well. You don't want to miss this. Betty, what do you got?
I've got this property is at 12 Walnut Lane in Ormond Beach, Florida. This is a bargain, $399,000 on just under 2 acres of property. It was built in 1980. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, really no HOA dues. They're $60 a year. You can't beat that. It's got a beautiful, gorgeous in-ground pool. You've got some outbuildings for your toys. And anyway, new windows in 2016, a roof in 2013, a new AC unit. You got to check it out.
I've got one that I need to talk about real quickly. It's at 3879 Boone Park Avenue. This is in Riverside. It's a three-bedroom, one-bath, a fantastic home. It's got the dark wood floors. All the appliances are brand new. That includes the refrigerator, the stove, the dishwasher, the washer and dryer, which is a stackable inside, and water heater. Everything's been done for you. You can move into Riverside for $249,900. That's a great price for anything along
that is, and that's
Purcell
such a
and Boone Park.
Absolutely. Upcoming area.
And that's a fantastic
great
one.
And food out there.
I cannot believe that thing is not gone yet. I think the storm's had a little bit of an issue. But
sure.
Hey, for the investor special, I got to talk about 5939 Charles Dever Drive. This is an investor special. It's at $99.9. It's got a brand new kitchen. I put one in. It was $1,500. Got it done. Wood floors, three bedroom, one bath, big yards. This one's a great one. If you just want to get a renter in right away, this is the one to look at.
Well, this is great. Oh, I tell you what, I definitely appreciate you, David, and the same with you, Betty. It's always a pleasure to work with you guys at Realty Executives. And
it's just the way we say, I care.
I care. That's right. But if you'd like to reach any one of them, you can email me at homes@anitaheils.com or at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. We're going to have more giveaways for you next week. And I'm glad that you listened to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Rapid Fire.
And you're listening to WBOB, and we will see you next week. We'll have new guests, and we'll have a hot show for you. And of course, AJ will be here.